Hello and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. We are in the Penguin radio station right now. This is Ball is Life. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, and with me I got DJ Smooth, and again, our guest, DJ DV. So we're going to have a pretty good show today. We got some March Madness to talk about. We got some NBA basketball to talk about, and we also got some NBA awards to talk about. So we're just going to jump right into it. Smooth, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. You know, it's always great to be with you guys here. You know, I love it. I always look forward to this part of my day. So glad to be here.
What about you, DV? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad to be here. You know, I always love Wednesdays, 4 to 5.
Oh, yeah. You know it. So Kentucky, as we all know, 30-0. Just got that W last night against Georgia. I mean, can they do it? Can they make it the entire March Madness with undefeated?
Actually, I don't know what DV thinks, but I really do think they can go undefeated and win this whole thing. Obviously, it's going to be tough. You know, they still got to win. I don't know how many more games, but it's going to be tough. But to see the resiliency that they pulled out against Georgia last night, I think they can do it. They're the best team. They can have two starting five groups. That's how deep they are.
What about you, DV? What are your thoughts?
They're going to do it. There's no doubt about it.
Man, that's so bold.
I mean, it is very bold, but you got to look at it. They were down almost the entire game, and then they came back.
Yeah, they were.
That just goes to show how resilient they are and how well they know the game and how they play basketball. It's just great.
I think resilience is a really good word to use for their team motto for the year, because this isn't the first time that they've been down. I mean, yeah, they do have their blowout games where they're winning by 20 or 30, but there are these close games where they're almost losing. I mean, as of right now, they're playing Sacramento State or Texas Southern in the first round.
Jesus.
So
it might as well be a bye.
Oh, my God. Really, though. Sac State? Oh, my God.
I mean, just right there should say enough that, I mean, I'd really... could they upset, though?
You know, it's possible.
Anything is possible.
It's possible. Actually, I kind of want to change what I said. Like, I think, I want them to do it because it'd be a great story, obviously. But I could see them losing maybe in the, you know, Sweet 16 in March Madness. There's one of these teams that, they've never seen before just come out and just run and beat them.
Yeah. I mean, any team could win. Any team can lose. You're one and you're done.
Yeah, because there's always these.
Yeah, it's college basketball. What do you think, DV?
It's college basketball. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have your one seed, and you're going to have your 16 seed. The 16 seed can make it to the Final Four. They can make it to Sweet 16. It's just anything can happen.
No.
But, I mean, I personally think they can do it. I really think they can. They have the depth. They have the firepower. They got everything they need to do it. It's just a matter of, are they going to be on their A game for the rest of this month?
True. And will this being undefeated get to their head and get to their ego, and they get a big head saying oh, we're 30-0, no one's beating us in 30 games, so we own the college basketball world? I feel like that might get to them. You know, hopefully John Calipari, the head coach over there at Kentucky, can keep them centered and just focus on what the goal is, and that's to win a national championship. But I feel like it's gonna get to their head, and then they're gonna just, in the tournament, they're going to face this team that's not going to back down for them, and then they're going to lose where it counts.
Yeah. So I'm keeping it in the Midwest. The next matchup that they have is Ohio State against Xavier, and that's the 8-9 right there.
Mm.
I mean, I really want to take Ohio State, but, I mean, after what they pulled last year against Dayton, are they safe?
I'm off Ohio State. I am off Ohio
State. You can bring up last year, but then again, it was a learning experience for them.
Yeah.
And as high major D1 basketball, you might as well be a pro. So when pros, they're going to learn. They're going to watch film. They're going to learn to make sure that what happened last time doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they're going to make it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point as well. I mean, playing at that high level of the college basketball, you have to know your opponent. So next we got North Carolina and Murray State, which is the 5 and the 12. And 12s are notorious for upsetting the 5.
I know. Murray State, didn't they pull an upset a couple years ago or last year?
Yeah, they did. They were
a really good team.
Yeah, they did.
They I can see that, far. But yeah, and also North Carolina has had its ups and downs this year.
Yeah that's they have. True.
They've I mean, I don't know though. Have they?
They have.
Because they're not that great of a team already though.
But
I mean,
it's North Carolina. Yeah, they're going to get top recruits from high school. So they're a good team. It's just they've had their ups and downs. They've struggled against teams in their conference that they should be blowing out, and they've struggled against them. They've almost lost.
Yeah.
For example, Miami, and can't think of the other team right now. It's so much.
Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, Florida State in the ACC. It's just like like that they've struggled with that they should be beating. You know, obviously the ACC is known for basketball, and it's a very competitive conference, but they've struggled against teams that are so much less talented than them. So that's why I can see Murray State pulling off the upset.
Yeah.
If it stays like this.
So then next we got the Wichita State and Valparaiso. So, I mean, but that's the 4 and the 13. So 4 is notorious for always winning that one. That's just behind the bracketology that we already know of. But Wichita State coming off that they had, 20-0 they started last year?
Last year.
Yep.
They didn't. They made it to the. I want to say. I think they I made think it to the eight. Final four.
Oh, they went. Oh, they could. I think they for sure went. Deep.
They went. They were went yeah, far. They yeah, went
they
far.
Did, they did go far. DV, who you got in that game though?
I just always want to go Wichita.
Wichita. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about it. This
is Wichita.
All right. Next we got Butler and Purdue, which is Butler's the 6, Purdue's the 11. I like Butler.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Butler.
I feel like Purdue could be that out-of-pocket team.
When you get to these seeds where it starts getting closer and closer to the middle, it could go literally any way. Yeah. Like, one team can be up by 10 at halftime, be like, oh, you know what, they're going to pull away with the win. And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes in the second half, it's a tie game. It's really what March Madness
that's
is about.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's, like, so exciting. Like, lower seeds have proved that they're there to play. They're just not there to fill out the bracket. They're there to actually compete.
They're
and
in
win.
The tournament
like
for
Florida
a reason.
Gulf Coast a couple years ago. Lehigh, who beat Duke.
Florida Gulf Coast. FGCU.
Harvard.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's Harvard. Dayton.
Jeremy Lin.
All right. Next, we got Notre Dame against Central Michigan. And Notre Dame's a 3, and Central Michigan's the 14 seed.
Notre Dame is nice.
I think Notre Dame's for sure making it
they
past the
are,
first
they,
round.
I have them as a lock right now, as at least Elite 8.
Yeah, I can see them at least
they
going
are
to
really
the 16.
Good. They're just dominant inside.
I don't know about the Elite 8. That's because, I mean, you got Virginia. I don't know. We'll
see
go
Notre Dame
we'll
beating
see.
Virginia. But
let's
take it one round at a time.
Yeah, okay. So we got San Diego State and LSU, which is the 7 and 10.
I've always liked San Diego State.
I like San Diego State, but
ESPN put out LSU. The bold prediction type thing, and it was who to look out for. And LSU was on that list of who to look out for. So, I mean, I might have them in one of my brackets going to the round of 32 or to the Sweet 16?
There's just something about San Diego State that I just like. I think they're physical. I always go with them.
They're big bodies,
If it's like a toss-up and it's San Diego State's in it, I usually go with San Diego State because I'm just a big fan.
And then we got Wisconsin and William and Marley.
Mary?
Oh, yeah, Mary, my bad. It was really smoked. Yeah, it's my bad. I had to blow it up a little bit. But that's a 2 and the 15 seeds.
Well, 2 and the 15?
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
William and Mary. They're going to get 30 points at least.
Let's hope.
I'm saying they're going to win. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so now moving on to the West. We got Villanova as the 1. And Villanova got St. Francis in the first. And they're 1 and 16 is the seeding there. So I'm going to say Villanova.
I seen Villanova actually against Georgetown last night. And they almost lost too. But they actually look like a really good
Villanova
team.
Is very persistent. I think they could also shoot the perimeter, which helps coming down the stretch, getting those threes.
Yeah, they can shoot.
I'm definitely going Villanova.
Yeah, for sure. So next we got the 8 and the 9. We got Ole Miss at 8. And we got NC State at 9. Which is another close one. I mean, again, these are so hard to choose between. But
this is a toss-up. I can't even choose.
NC State, bro.
Let's go with Baylor Temple, which is the 5 and the 12. It's a Temple or BYU. It's
one of those teams got to play in.
I kind of want to go. I think BYU might take that.
I always like Baylor.
No, Baylor. Baylor's from Texas, and like, you know.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you're
they're
right.
They're physical. Right. They got. You see some of the like the tweets out there. Some of these guys on their team, they're just like juiced. Did you? They're just like
really.
Well, I mean,
buffed out.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just it's college basketball.
It's college basketball. That's true.
Right now, it's true. Basketball. You can't really select. You can't really. There's the only ones that are like for sure ones are the 1-16 seeds,
and they're still not even for sure.
Yeah, nothing is a for sure.
How long did the Spurs lose in the first round?
True.
We're gonna hit this possible upset right now. Is what I'm calling is Louisville and Iona. I really think the Iona kid.
Hey, Iona, upset. I know.
Iona's doing some things, and I think that they could potentially upset Villanova. I think that's a big bracket buster possibility.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I actually Bleacher Report. Had Iona as one of a sleeper, a bracket buster. That was one of the teams right there.
Really?
I don't like that word.
I could see that. Bracket buster?
Yeah, oh, God. Don't use that word.
Why?
It's just crushes dreams.
It does. That's March Madness, though. Welcome.
Yeah.
They crushed my dreams last year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dayton.
I picked Dayton. That was so big. All right, moving into the East right now because we're running a little – close on time. So we're going to go number one Virginia against Charleston Southern or North Florida. So Virginia's making it to the at least Elite Eight is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I think a big upset that could potentially be is Northern Iowa against Harvard. God bless you, which is the 4 and the 13 seeds. I think Harvard could potentially pull off that upset against Northern Iowa. But I mean, that's just me. I have faith in Harvard cuz they got the knowledge over there.
Oh yeah. They're students of the game.
Literally.
And then another one we got for a potential upset, I think, is Georgetown and Tulsa. And Georgetown's the 6 and Tulsa's the 11. I could see Tulsa. This is just my opinions, though, but I could see Tulsa doing it.
I watched Georgetown play, I think it was last week. So they're so good. I think the team they played wasn't very good, but they had some key guys on that team that just really stood out. And I think if they can keep that level, if those guys can keep that level of play as high as possible for the tournament, it would bring the other guys up to their level, and they can have a
you think get deep. You think Georgetown should be ranked higher than 6?
Well, I mean.
They almost beat Villanova last night. They just missed a crucial shot.
It's just a seed. At this point,
Kansas and Albany. I could see Albany upsetting.
Albany over Kansas?
Yep.
No.
Bragg, I'm gonna put that down. I think it's possible.
Wow. Roughhouse, you're shooting for the stars right now.
Okay. Hey, man. Hey, last year.
You're shooting for the stars.
Last year, I called 6 of the 6 upsets in the first round.
He always brings that up.
I'm just saying.
6 for the 7 upsets.
I was ranked top 300 brackets in after the first round. So.
What about after the second round?
Okay.
Moving on.
Anything's possible.
No, Kansas is too strong for a team like Albany to beat them. Albany is not. They're nothing. I don't want to say they're nothing because they're making the March Madness. So I give them respect.
Yeah.
But they're going against a powerhouse in Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas. Like Wayne Selden.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Did you see the highlights on SportsCenter last night?
Mason.
Yeah.
Oh, that dunk.
He's so good.
He was going off.
Yeah, he really took flight. All right, so moving into the South, Duke and Bucknell. Duke is the one, obviously.
I'm going Duke.
Yeah, they're for sure going through.
Okafor.
Potential upset, West Virginia against Stephen F. Austin.
No, Stephen F. Austin. I'm
going
with them.
They're always a sleeper.
I'm going with them, bro.
They're always there.
This is like a toss-up because it's Stephen F. Austin, so...
Stephen F. Austin.
I'm not even
West Virginia, though, I mean.
I'm not even going to answer this one.
All right.
Yeah.
Utah.
But deep in my mind, I'm going Austin.
All right. Utah and Louisiana Tech. You think Louisiana Tech could
play? Oh, yeah. I don't like any of the Pac-12 teams. I don't think they're Utah. Soft. So I'm going to go Louisiana Tech.
Sending shots out?
Ooh. I'm not sending shots. I'm speaking the truth. That's how I feel.
This is one of the big games that I was looking forward to is Michigan State against Oregon, though.
Ooh. That's going to be a good game.
Michigan State, I don't like the Pac-12 teams.
I got a friend in Jordan Bell that plays for Oregon. I hope he makes it to the league just so I could say that.
He broke a couple ribs in high school.
Yeah, he did. I was playing against him when he did one of them.
Were you the one on the poster after that?
No, I wasn't.
So you were in the background of the Hoop mixtape then?
Yeah, I wish. That'd be dope. I'd be like, hi, Mom.
Wave it in the background.
Stop.
All right. Iowa, UC Davis. You think UC Davis could beat Iowa State?
I have another old teammate that plays for UC Davis.
Is he nice, though?
Man, you guys.
I don't know.
Is he a starter?
I think he's a senior, but I don't know if he's a starter.
How far can Gonzaga go this year?
Not very far.
I don't see them going first round. They play North Carolina Central.
When they had Olynyk and Elias Harris.
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker was on Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. No. He was on UConn, but he hit that game winner against Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That step back?
He did. You're right, Rafael. Okay. No, Gonzaga never has gone far. The farthest they've gone in the tournament, they had, what's his name? Adam Morrison as their star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where is he at now?
We don't know. I think I saw him at Trader Joe's up here.
All right, well, that's going to close it out for the first segment. Again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Ball is Life. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, with my co-host, DJ Smooth, and our guest, DJ DV, and he does do it every time. Stay with us. We'll be right back for our second segment.
Slip through your head again.
All right, welcome back to Ball is Life, only on radio.dominican.edu. Again, I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, and I got my co-host, DJ Smoove, and DJ DV is our guest. So now we're going to be breaking into the awards for the NBA. We got some coaches, players, you know the drill, so we're just going to jump right into it. DJ Smoove, we're going to start off with what we got.
So we're going to start off with NBA Coach of the Year?
All right, let's do it.
So, if I have to pick Coach of the Year, I am going to go with Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors.
Good choice, good choice.
You know, I think he's just, he was put in a tough situation because they did fire Mark Jackson and people were questioning that decision of Golden State. So, there was high expectations. If he didn't win a lot of games and if he didn't dominate, he would have got a lot of scrutiny, so I feel like he did a great job to putting that team together and making them into the powerhouse that they are right now.
Yeah, before you were talking about was the Atlanta Hawks coach, Mike Budenholzer, but I mean, what made you go with Steve Kerr?
I feel like there was more expectations for Steve Kerr, and there was a lot more pressure, because if you think about it, the Atlanta Hawks, no one thought they were going to really do much. They were projected 7th, 8th seed. And, you know, credit to him. He deserves all the credit in the world because he has led them to one of the dominant teams in the league right now. But I just feel like Steve Kerr had a lot more pressure coming in, a lot more expectations, and I felt like he's handled it well throughout the season.
Nice. All right, DV, what do you got?
I really believe that Steve Kerr should get Coach of the Year because this is his first year coaching. One. Two, the Warriors, they've been, you know, wishy-washy with how they're playing for the last couple years. Just based on playoffs, you know, where they were supposed to go, you know, everybody's saying, oh, they're going to go far, and they end up losing first round and stuff like that. So I think based on the because the awards come out before playoffs, so I think Steve Kerr should get it just because, you know, he turned a mediocre team that could potentially be a great team into a great team that could possibly be the best team.
Yeah, I mean, those are really good points. I kind of want to go with the Atlanta Hawks coach just because I really appreciate what he did over there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Steve Kerr really, he has so many weapons as players. I feel like that's why it makes him look better.
I can see that.
But yeah. I mean, in Atlanta, there's a lot of mediocre players. That's a bad word.
Average. Like, they're like
average NBA players.
Above average.
They did have four of their entire starting squad.
Well, yeah.
As
when undefeated.
Yeah, in January, which is crazy. But I mean, moving on, I don't think that we really need to talk about Rookie of the Year because I mean Andrew Wiggins. I don't really see who can contest with that.
The only one who could have contested with that was Jabari Parker.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
I hope he comes back soon.
Andrew Wiggins is running away with it. There's, I saw the odds. It's like 1-7. Like, that's like if you bet on it, you're actually like losing money. Like, it's not even like you don't even want to bet on it.
All right. So we'll just skip that one, but then we'll go to the Sixth Man of the Year war. Who do you think? Who's coming off the bench?
Sixth Man of the Year.
You guys are going to hate me for my decision.
All right, you go first. We'll let DJ Smoove think about it for a bit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson of the Cavs?
Yes.
I don't know.
He comes into the game and grabs like 17 rebounds and just gets 10 points. Yeah.
I don't know about Tristan Thompson.
Smoove, what are your thoughts right now?
I don't know. Like, I haven't figured out because there's obviously a lot of players going through my mind, but Tristan Thompson was not one of them.
Tristan Thompson.
He
comes in and plays a big role.
Well, you could play a big role coming out of the bench. It doesn't mean you deserve Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, compared to what? Who else?
Bleacher Report has Isaiah Thomas going with Boston Celtics.
He should be a starter. I don't believe that. I don't like that. Like, he should be starting. Marcus Smart should be coming off the bench.
Well, they want Marcus Smart to develop as the future.
What about Spates though? For Golden
Marie
State,
that could be a good one. What about Taj Gibson though?
Taj
How
Gibson.
How do you think about that?
Sure.
Wait, hold on,
sure.
DV or Smoove. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Just like there's a lot of players. I'm trying to think. You know
exactly. Tristan Thompson,
Andre Iguodala of the Golden State Warriors.
He should be starting. Harrison.
Yeah,
Barnes.
Yeah, what? Harrison, I don't know why.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
That's why I'm not a coach.
I mean, just his, I think it's his name.
I was going to go with Jamal Crawford, too. Is it Jamal Crawford start over there? In,
no, he doesn't.
No, he's coming off.
He's coming off the bench.
I would go with Jamal Crawford, too.
I mean, okay.
But it kind of it kind of gets like, I don't know. I feel like the six-man award, it's like the same. It's always the same. It's always either like Jamal Crawford or Ginobili if he comes off the bench.
Because they should be starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so a good point. I don't really see it. I
see where you're coming with Tristan Thompson. I mean, I really do. I feel like he's really doing big things in Cleveland. Like yeah. He's grabbing, like his stat line is nice.
But again, he would be starting if Kevin Love wasn't there. He was a starter last year.
Yeah. I mean, you bring in a better player. It's just, it's all messed up. It's all
yeah,
messed
okay.
up.
It really is.
Actually, right. he was starting until Mozgov got there. I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was starting. One of them, either Kevin Love or him, was starting at center.
How about that guy that dropped 26 for Miami Heat? Should he be thrown in the conversation?
No, he's not even the sixth man. He's the ninth. He might not even be the ninth. He might be on a 10-day.
Probably.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I feel like Isaiah Thomas should really be. Like, thought about, though.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's a great player, but, like, he was starting in Sacramento last year.
They had three really good guards in Phoenix, and then they traded two of their really good guards, and now he's still coming off. I don't know. It's all messed up, and I don't know. I don't like Isaiah Thomas.
It's very tough. If Bleacher Report is picking Isaiah Thomas to win, then that's how you know it's a tough race, because I don't think Isaiah Thomas deserves
it. Yeah.
I mean, you don't really think Tristan Thompson should either, but I mean.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Who do you think should win?
Andre Iguodala, already said.
All right, so moving on. All right, we got most improved player.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler, bro.
What?
Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls.
That's who Bleacher Report got.
Yeah, I didn't even look at that, but Jimmy Butler. He's averaging 20 points a game.
Anthony Davis or Klay Thompson?
What? They got Draymond Green on here as well.
Draymond Green has improved, but I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is now that next superstar that the Bulls needed to complement Derrick Rose if Derrick Rose could stay healthy.
Like, Jimmy Butler is the one that's feeding Powell in the post. He's the one taking the clutch shots.
Now that Derrick Rose is out of the
lineup,
somebody's got to step up.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is the one that's stepping up. Yeah, that's why he's so improved.
No, I'm not saying he's not a good candidate. I just think that Anthony Davis or Klay Thompson's a better pick for it. More Klay Thompson.
I feel like they were the same though from last year, because they were both this at the same skill level.
I don't think
that
Anthony Davis was. I think Anthony Davis got a lot better.
Oh man, he is nice.
True.
But I mean, I don't know. I think that they're more looking. The NBA is looking for more of. Players who aren't
more
as recognized, aren't already in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Okay. I can, you know.
Like, up and comers, I guess.
Okay. Then, I could see Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy, but I feel like Jimmy Butler.
Now that you put it that way, but, I mean, my personal pick would be
Anthony Davis
/ Klay Thompson. Like,
I can see Klay Thompson.
Klay's nice.
I can see Klay Thompson.
At first, like, at the beginning of the season, I did not like Klay Thompson. I was not a fan of Klay Thompson.
Why?
I just didn't like him. You don't ever get those, like, that one player that you just don't like. Like, they could be good.
Paul Pierce when he was with the Celtics.
See? Well, that's because you're a Lakers fan.
No, it was because of the Laker fan. I really thought
he was from
ignorant.
L.A.
He was. He was just a savage, I think. It was just his mentality.
True. I do now respect him now.
See? I respect Klay's game. I respect it.
I don't. I don't respect anybody on the Warriors.
Why?
Rockets fan.
Oh, my God.
I can't. I just can't. I don't like
let's
Portland
see.
Either.
Let's get to the MVP conversation. Let's
no,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Defensive player. Defensive okay. player of the year.
Defensive player
DeAndre Jordan. Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Draymond
right
Green?
There with you.
No.
Right there with
no.
you.
DJ. Draymond Green plays great defense, but DeAndre Jordan's throwing, like, grabbing 20 boards a night.
Bleacher Report has Draymond Green and then Tim Duncan as the runner-up.
Who's Bleacher Report?
Tim Duncan as the runner-up?
They also have mentionables are DeAndre Jordan and Marcus Saul.
Stop.
DeAndre Jordan, hands down.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to the Lakers next year.
But, I mean, who else would be – let's talk about who else would be in contention.
Okay, obviously Draymond Green.
Dwight Howard, if he didn't get injured?
No.
Dwight Howard hasn't played great defense since he left Orlando. Let's be real.
Let's be really real. maybe a year before he left.
Who That's else? True.
I mean, like, who, like, what big bodies?
Chris Paul.
I'm looking at this Zach article Randall? Right here.
Chris Paul can win Defensive Player of the Year.
This is Roy Hibbert.
Patrick Beverley with his steals?
No.
No, Chris Paul.
He's a lockdown defender. I'm just saying. No. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. I mean,
Tony Damian, Allen Damian of the Lillard? Memphis Grizzlies. He's a lockdown defender.
Okay.
He's a lockdown defender, but he's not a defensive player of the year.
Who's the Hawks lockdown defender, though?
The whole team.
Yeah, whole team.
I think
their team is just going to get an award, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Since they got their whole team got players.
They're really doing something special there, though.
They are. They're playing basketball the right way.
They're actually playing team basketball.
You never see that in the pros a lot anymore.
They're making a good example of what a team should be.
True.
Like, they don't have one stand-up. They don't got a LeBron or a Kobe or a Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook. They got a bunch of Jeff Teagues and Paul Millsaps and Al Horfords and
Kyle Korvers.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Oh, yeah,
they're just doing the right things right now. Yeah. That's what it is. They're playing that Spurs basketball.
Yeah, whatever they're doing, they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Talking about the Spurs, I haven't heard a lot of the Spurs.
That's just because they're
in the seventh.
Yeah, seventh spot.
OKC is slipping out too. I mean, Pelicans could potentially slide in.
Hey,
no, Russell Westbrook's coming back tonight.
He is with a headband and a face mask. Let's see what he can do.
Dead in his face.
I bet he's gonna drop triple double again.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I would not be.
That man is playing basketball.
All right, final topic.
Oh, wait, MVP. Is there another topic? I don't want to talk about that.
MVP.
You going me first?
James Harden.
Oh my God. This is getting out of hand.
Please tell me why. Hold on. Suspension, one game.
Hey, LeBron had it coming.
Was playing good defense, so he deserves a kick in the you know what.
That's why the Rockets still won.
Ooh, Rockets were home, went to overtime.
I mean, I know it was a good game. I know we ain't going to see you in the finals, though.
Roughhouse is predicting the finals. You heard it here first. Cavs Rockets finals 2015.
I still say the Warriors beat the Rockets.
That's going to be a good series if that ever happens, unless they lose to OKC first round.
What if you lose first? No, we're talking about MVP right MVP. Now. You know,
so
LeBron, I'm not even going to go there.
So LeBron.
I say LeBron or Steph Curry. I really like that. Nice. I take that back. LeBron and Westbrook.
Westbrook.
Wow.
Westbrook is doing
Westbrook is like averaging a triple double in like the last I don't know how many games.
Well, look at where his team is sitting at. They're in the A spot.
Well, I mean, he's got to do something.
But
and
it's
he's
just
doing
him.
It is just him. Because Kevin Durant.
Well, both of your guys are wrong because Steph Curry is clearly going to win this. No way. He's clearly going to win this.
No. Why?
I don't know.
Why is he going to win this?
His team is the best in the West, the toughest conference in the NBA, first of all.
One of two conferences.
He's carrying his team
He's not
to
carrying
dominance.
The team. Look at how many people they have.
They have their
sixth man up for a sixth man award of the year.
They wouldn't
have him as an award if he wasn't doing something
He's
special.
He's MVP.
Also, they have him for MVP. Defensive Player of the Year.
How about Jordan all the times he won MVP? He had Dennis Rodman. He had Scottie Pippen. He had Pippen.
That's a good point.
It's just Jordan, though. Come on, it's Jordan.
Scottie Pippen is a Hall of Famer.
You're comparing Steph Curry.
I'm not comparing
GOAT,
anyone.
That was a big stretch there.
I'm not comparing. All I'm saying is
so James Harden.
It doesn't matter that. Sorry, James Harden doesn't have guys.
I'm sorry.
James Harden has Dwight Howard.
I'm sorry, James Harden.
He has
doesn't play defense.
Josh
I'm sorry,
Smith.
He just
hey,
does
it's
like
MVP.
To be the same
it's
Euro
most valuable player. Ariza. He's not defensive player.
MVP wait. Is most valuable player. It means both sides of the floor.
Most valuable
basketball
player is
there's two
play
sides
to win
of
the game.
There's two sides of the court there, sir.
And both of them are offensive for James Harden.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. So you got Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I like Steph Curry.
You got
Steph Curry.
No, I have three people right now.
Okay, you got three people.
It comes like co-MVP.
And then I got James Harden.
It comes down to the last bit of it. Like, who really makes the drastic change and really, you know, gets their team going and has the hottest end of their season? That's who I think wins
I
it.
I feel like
it's so close.
Steph Curry was not on Golden State, the Warriors would not be in the playoff race. So that's all I'm saying.
That is a good point. And if it wasn't for LeBron, the Cavs would still be in last place.
But now the Cavs would still be in the playoffs, I feel, with Kyrie and... Yes.
No. All right, well, he hasn't even been in the playoffs before.
We're going to break out of this segment. So we're going to be coming right back after this, and we're going to be talking about the NBA games tonight. We have 26 out of the 30 teams playing basketball tonight. We're going to be telling you who we think is going to win in some matchups that we got going on for potential playoff races. So stay tuned. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Roughhouse. I got DJ Smooth. I got DJ DV. And we'll be right back. You listen to Ball is Life only on radio.dominican.edu.
I've been thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff. But these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honey. Said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you. Could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You be my soft and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine. I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day. Shade tree, you be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, and I'll be your
back to radio.dominican.edu. Again, you're listening to Ball is Life, and I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse. Unfortunately, DJ Smooth had to go to work, so he had, and also DJ DV had to leave us. So it is just going to be me finishing up this segment, but I mean, we still got a great segment, so it's going to be a good time anyways. So we have the NBA basketball going on. We have a lot of games tonight. To start off, we have the Grizzlies and the Rockets going head-to-head. Grizzlies and the Rockets have a pretty big rivalry going on right now because of playoffs coming up. And every win matters, obviously. So you always want to make sure that you can keep that edge against your opponent. The Grizzlies coming in at 42-17. The Rockets coming in at 41-19. Game tips off at 5, so if you guys want to watch that. And also, we got the Rockets at a 3-point win over them is what the projection is at. And then Knicks at Pacers, and that game is actually already underway, and the Pacers are currently winning by 15 currently, and it's in the second half. They're already 15 minutes into the game. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be giving some updates a little later. And then we have the Suns at the Magic. And that's going to be not really an important game because both of them are slipping pretty far under the 500 mark and, unfortunately, playoff line for both these teams. But that game is also already tipped off, and the Suns and Magic are currently tied right now. And next we have the Jazz and the Celtics. And Jazz, Celtics, both of them, I mean, they're both really young teams, but both, again, not really doing that well this season. However, the Jazz do have a lot of young talent on their squad now, and they're going to be looking to furthermore with another big draft pick coming up this year. They may actually be in the lottery pick to improve their young roster because they actually have one of the youngest squads in the league with an average age of 24. Like, it's only 24 is the average age of the players. And so that game actually just tipped off in the first quarter. It's 6-2 Jazz. And then we have the Hornets and the Nets. And I'm a really big Hornets fan. I actually really enjoy watching this team play because they're really young. And they have Kemba Walker running the point at the helm of it. And I'm just a huge Kemba Walker fan because of I really think that he's done a great job with the production work with his team and making sure that they're able to stay on top of their team. You never see that they have any problems, and they just got Mo Williams as well, so he's new to the squad, and Kemba Walker, I'm sure, welcomed him with open arms, because all Kemba wants to do is win. And I'm mainly just a big Kemba Walker fan, but I mean, I also really like Michael Jordan, so I mean, I'm at the root for the Hornets on this one. But that game also is just got underway, and they're only in the first quarter. And then a big game, actually, and this is the one that I'm going to be watching right after this, is Cavaliers and Raptors. This is a big Eastern Conference game because they both have playoff positions above the top 8. So they're in there. They're trying to improve and better their play. And the Cavaliers are currently winning in the first quarter. But, I mean, it's still a very early game. And the Raptors have with Terrence Ross. I mean, they have a huge squad right now. And they're looking to redeem themselves after going on a pretty big loss. So you're going to see them kind of coming into their own and getting into playoff shape. And, I mean, the Cavs, it's just so difficult to not root for the Cavs because of LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, as we were talking about earlier, coming off of the Sixth Man of the Year is what DV was saying. So it's really curious to see what type of play the Cavs are going to start taking shape in as they move into their own playoff form and try to get under their belt their talent and make sure that they are ready with the momentum and the mentality and the chemistry that they need, I think, is big. Because this is, I mean, we have to remember that they just got together this year. I mean, they're a very young and new squad together. Young as in new, as in they're a new squad. Sorry if that was confusing to any of the listeners out there, but the Cavaliers, again, are a really talented team, and I believe that they can do big things coming in the playoffs, even though the Eastern Conference is not as physical and it's not as, I guess, difficult to play in as the Western Conference. The Cavaliers are showing that they are an elite team in the NBA, and I think that they're going to be able to come out strong against this Raptors team, and it's currently 11-10 right now in the first quarter, so if you want to catch that game, it's really early on. Moving a little way down the line, we have the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. And both these teams are, they're not the best. Nuggets coming in at 21-39, and the Timberwolves coming in at 13-46. Although, as we did say earlier, they do have the potential rookie of the year in Andrew Wiggins. I think that he's such a very talented player. I had to pause for dramatic effect. But, I mean, they also have Zach LaVine on there, and he won the dunk contest. I mean, the kid can just fly, jump through the roof. And I think that the Timberwolves can do something very special over there in with Kevin Garnett now back over there. And he's going to be able to show them that he can ball out just like he did back in the day before he went to the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, he was so young, so talented, playing with a chip on his shoulder. And I think that we're going to see that old KG again. And, I mean, the Minnesota is actually projected to win this game against the Nuggets because I'm sure KG has a big effect on that game. But I do actually really enjoy watching Timberwolves play because they're just so exciting. They play really fast-paced, open basketball where they're just running the court, running that three-man weave, just making sure that all their players are in good shape because you have to keep up with a team like this that's young and very effective and knows how to run the court. So whenever you have a team like that, I mean, it's always something crazy that you have to watch out for. And it's always exciting. That's why I enjoy watching them so much. And then we have the Pistons at the Pelicans. And Anthony Davis is actually coming back right now for his first game back in his last 5 games, I believe. He has not played because of that shoulder injury that hurt him way back. I mean, way back, because he needs to get healthy. I mean, I don't know if he's 100% yet. Okay, I haven't really released that much statement on him, but I mean, he needs his health more than he needs to play a game against the Pistons, because they're only 23-36 and the Pelicans are 32-28. Although it doesn't sound like a big difference, the Pelicans are only a half game back of being in the 8th seed, taking out OKC from that position. Although OKC does have Westbrook coming back tonight to play against the 76ers, which we'll get to in a bit. But the Pelicans do need to make sure that Anthony Davis, because he is their franchise. I mean, okay, they have Eric Gordon, but they need Anthony Davis if they want any chance to keep their team in any form of shape. But, I mean, anything besides that, I think that they're in big trouble. Again, that game tips off at 5. And then we have the 76ers against OKC, as I was talking about earlier. And I think that the big thing about this game is that the 76ers had a lot of trades in the... I mean, they lost Michael Carter-Williams out of Syracuse. Go Syracuse. Big Cuse fan. Go Orange. Even though they can't play in March Madness this year, which is pretty depressing because of their sanctions between, I believe it's Christmas and the lefty that they had. I can't think of his name, but they, I guess something with their grades, and they were faking them. I don't think that they had the grades that they actually put down, so they can't play in March Madness this year because of that. Although they did win some big games. I mean, they beat Notre Dame, they beat Louisville, although they almost beat Duke twice, but I mean, Duke is just too elusive for this Syracuse team. So either way, they're not going to be able to make the playoffs this year for March Madness, but they'll be back next year. And I always fill out a bracket where they win at least. I always fill out one bracket where they win, and then I fill out the other ones because I always got to keep that orange pride. But anyways, go DU. So the 76ers and the Thunder play, and that's a big game, as I was saying, for the Thunder. And then we had the Lakers and the Heat play, and the Lakers are just... Oh man, they need help. So they're coming in at 16-43, which I'm pretty sure is the league's worst record. But the Heat is also kind of right there with them at 26-33. So that game is tuning in at 5 on ESPN. So if you guys want to watch that game, the Heat are actually projected to win by 9, so it should be a blowout. But, I mean, all you Laker fans, got to stay positive out there. Anything's possible if you believe. So then we have the Kings and the Spurs playing at 5:30. And, I mean, the Kings, DeMarcus Cousins, Rudy Gay, going up against the elite Spurs team, experienced Spurs team, I should say, with Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. I mean, they are the defending champions, and they're in the 7th seed. So, I mean, I don't know what their plan is, if they're just going to play it slow until the last day and then just go all out. But, I mean, I think they need to get their stuff together and make sure that they're ready for playoff form. Because, I mean, if they wait this long and then they start playing like they should, they could hurt themselves because they're not used to playing at such a high level as they did throughout the entire season compared to the playoffs. So I just want to think, I just think that they should just be careful. And then, excuse me, we have the Bucks and the Warriors going at it tonight at, again, 7:30. And this game is a huge game for the Warriors because they're trying to stay on top of the NBA. But, I mean, the Hawks are playing some great basketball right now. But the Warriors are, the thing about the Warriors is that they did, I feel like they're just an arrogant team. They just think that they're, they just think that they're the it. But they just think that they're so cool and so suave. And I just don't like that type of ignorance. I think that they just need to get a reality check. But, I mean, they're playing the best basketball ever. They're at the top of the NBA. So, I mean, they have the right to do whatever they want, I guess. So that game is tuning in at 7:30, as I said. So go Bucks on that one. But they're just not going to win. But anyways. And then the final game, we have the Trailblazers and the Clippers going at it. And the Clippers are a very good team, although they just have been so trifled with injuries. They have Blake Griffin out, and Matt Barnes was out for a little while. DeAndre Jordan's kind of staying healthy. Chris Paul's all right. But, I mean, DeAndre Jordan, I mean, he's just playing some of the best basketball of his entire career. He's done so well throughout this second half of the season, filling in for the injured Blake Griffin. He's averaging like 20 points and 22 rebounds a game. I mean, it's just absurd numbers. But, I mean, when you have somebody like Chris Paul feeding you the ball, it's hard not to score so many points like that. And then you have Matt Barnes, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat sometimes, and DeAndre Jordan just right there to rebound and put it back in and get those points. And then finally we have the Trailblazers, and they're just playing some great basketball as well, sliding into the fifth seed, I believe, in the Western Conference. And they're playing some terrific basketball as well with Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge and Batum. I mean, they can just shoot the lights out if they want to. But although it does say even as the odds for this basketball game, I'm going to have to say that the Portland Trailblazers are going to pull out this win. As much as I want to say the Clippers, I just really think that Portland Trailblazers are just going to be playing on that higher level. But, I mean, I really hope that Chris Paul can get his team and say, hey, like, we need this win. We need to show that we're still a dominant force in this NBA, in this league, and we need to get this W. And I hope that the team is like, yeah, let's do it, and they get this win over Portland, because the Clippers cannot afford to lose that many more games before they're going to start slipping down lower and lower into the conference seeding, and they may even find themselves out if they keep playing. I believe that they're on a losing streak currently, but they could turn around at any minute, and I believe that they can do it. So that is going to wrap it up for us with this edition of Ball is Life, only on radio.dominican.edu. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I want to say again, sorry for having DJ Smoove leave for his job. I mean, it was just unfortunate he got called in. There was not much he could do. And then DJ DV, thanks to him for coming in, and sorry that he had to leave early as well. But I'm still here. DJ Roughhouse again is my name. And thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Ball is Life, only at the one and only radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night, everybody. You're so weird,